It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
The Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh Chief Mohan Bhagwat's unprecedented outreach in the national capital for a three-day speech seems to suggest that the 92-year-old organization is seeking an image makeover. Addressing the invited audience at the Vigyan Bhavan, Bhagwat seemed keen to steer the RSS towards a centrist political space and pitch it above all sort of power politics. Coming ahead of the general elections, Mohan Bhagwat's elaboration on the RSS vision of India holds new possibilities for right-wing politics, which in recent times has become straightforward and cuts directly to the chase. So in a first-of-its-kind outreach, the RSS had said that they have sent invitations to all the national political parties for the event. But the RSS has never flaunted this list. The invitation to lifelong congressman and former president Pranab Mukherjee to address the RSS cadres at the Sangh headquarters in Nagpur in July was a clear signal that the Sangh wished to be seen as an outfit willing to engage with ideological opponents. Congress has been invited along with other key leaders, but none turned out there. The Sangh Parivar has also invited BSP Chief Mayawati, also opposition leaders like Akhilesh Yadav and Mamata Banerjee, but no one turned up at the event. Among others, CPIM leader Sitaram Yechuri was also said to be invited, but he too had opted not to attend. The interesting thing is that forget about opposition, even key leaders of BJP think it was not important to attend this event. There was no Amit Shah, there was no Arun Jaitley, there was no Sushma Swaraj, except for some second-run leaders who did attend the event. So what does the absence of these A-list BJP leaders indicate? Does the image makeover of RSS is bringing a divide between the mindset of the core BJP leaders and the organization? Do let us know what you think in the comment box below. For more news updates, log on to www.hwnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.